if you really need to run, you can. But as for the children, I hope I will be quick. Luke chapter 2 from verse 6. And there were shepherds living, from verse 6, sorry. While they were there, Mary and Joseph, time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared, and the angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men on whom His favor rests." And when the angels had left them, they had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was laying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. What a great day it must have been. What great excitement it must have been. What great joy it must have been. Not just for the shepherds and Mary and Joseph and everyone who heard the news, but the expectation in Israel for the coming of the Messiah. And when this was finally proclaimed, the day has arrived, the Messiah has come, He is here. There was great joy and excitement around this day. Even to this very day, there's so much joy and excitement around this day. Families come together from all over. The great reunion when parents and children and grandchildren come together from all over the world at times. And sometimes this is the only day when everybody gets together. There's great joy and excitement. Time is spent in planning the family get together. Where are we going to have Christmas this year? In whose house will it be? Who's going to come and where's everybody going to sleep? Who's going to be there? Is all the family going to make it this year? There's great joy and excitement over this day. There's a great feast that's normally prepared for the family. There's lots of planning and time going into the feast. What are we going to eat? Is it going to be chicken, meat? Is it going to be a braai? Gaan dit die bout wees? Gaan ons uit eet? Wat gaan ons hê vir pudding? What's the pudding going to be? Who's going to bring what? There's a lot of fun and a lot of laughter. There is great joy and excitement around this day. And of course, naturally, the greatest excitement and joy is around the giving and receiving of gifts. Isn't that so? Who of you did receive a gift? Amen. There's great excitement and joy around the giving and the receiving. Most of our planning time and sometimes money goes into the gifts. I mean, we spend a lot of time thinking about what are we going to give mum, what are we going to give dad, and what are we going to give our brothers and our sisters and their children. And sometimes if you're blessed and you have a large family, it can get very expensive. And we spend so much time thinking and planning, and we spend so much money getting the right gift for the right person. And then, of course, you know, even our own children, you know, giving them the right gift for Christmas. And the time and the planning that goes into it, my youngest one, Janine, we planned to give her some Lego. And we were on the farm, and as we were on the farm, we realized we're going to be on the farm until the 22nd. And we still didn't get her the Lego. And so we were planning on how we're going to get her the Lego. Because we realized there's so many of you out there buying gifts for your children. And we don't know whether there will be Lego left by the time we return from the farm. So we had to plan how we're going to get this Lego set. And we looked on the internet and we phoned around to see who has the Lego and how many do they have left of it. And then finally, we realized it's not going to work. We'll have to travel all the way to Port Elizabeth, another 2 hours on, to go find this Lego. So we went to great length and expense to buy this gift so that we ultimately can see the face of our little child as she opens the gift. I mean, isn't that part of the joy and excitement, not just the receiving of gifts, but the giving of gifts, when we actually see the joy and excitement when somebody gets that gift that they always wanted? And that's part of the joy and excitement. But sometimes we can get so caught up in all the excitement around this day that we miss what this day is really meant to be about. The original joy and excitement about this day. The angels announced it. We read it in Luke 2 verse 10. The angel announced the real reason for the joy and excitement. That sometimes in all the other things that goes around this day, we get so excited about seeing the family coming together and this great meal and the fun and the laughter and the giving and the receiving of presents. In the midst of all this fun and excitement, we sometimes miss the real reason for this day. Yeah, in Luke 2 verse 10, the angel announced, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior was born. He is the Messiah, the Lord." The great joy and the great excitement is because today was the day that the Savior was born. The great joy was not over the birth of a baby in a manger as much as it was the birth over the Savior of the world. It was not just the birth of a baby, but the birth of a Savior. The original joy and excitement was over the coming of the Messiah. He has finally arrived. Yes, there was a great get-together in Bethlehem on that day. Remember, the census and Joseph had to go to Bethlehem to go to the town that represented his family. So all the offspring of David was there. All the uncles and the aunts and the great uncles and great aunts and great great grandfathers and great great grandmothers, everybody was together in Bethlehem. And the reason they probably couldn't find space is because not of the donkey, but maybe because Mary was pregnant, or maybe she was like my wife, sorry, she takes a while to prepare to go on a journey. So we always leave a little bit late. So I don't know why, but they got there and there was no space. And the reason there was no space is because all the Fanamarvis was there. Can you imagine that? If they would say all the Fanamarvis must meet in Hermanus, it would be awesome if you're a Fanamarva. Because everybody would be there. There was a great get-together, but the excitement and the joy was not because of the get-together. And yes, there must have been a great festivity and fun and food when the family got together, but that's not why we celebrate Christmas either. And yes, there was even an exchanging of gifts. Remember when the three wise men came to Jesus? And they opened their bags and they brought him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But that's not why we celebrate Christmas either. The real reason we celebrate Christmas is because I bring you good news that will cause great joy to all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. A Savior was born. A Savior was born. The Savior was born. The Messiah, the long-awaited one, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he has arrived. He is here. Great joy and excitement was over the fact that the King was born. The King is here. In Galatians 4, Paul writes, he says, "So also when we were underage, we were in slavery under the elementary spiritual forces of the world. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent his spirit of his son into our hearts, the spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So we are no longer a slave, but a child of God. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. I mean, that's such a beautiful picture again of what this day represented and what it still represents to this very day. The fact that God sent a Savior to save us, not just from sin and the consequence of sin, but to bring salvation through a relationship with God, a restoration with God, that we can stand in this relationship with God, that we no longer have to fear Him, that He's no longer distant and far, but that we can come to Him with an intimate relationship, and we can call Him Abba, Father. We can call Him Daddy God, Papa God, because we have come into a place of relationship with God through Christ. Because Christ came to save us, to redeem us, to restore us, to bring us back to the Father so that we can stand in a place not of fear, but of love and expectation. That was the great joy and excitement. Not just to save us from our sin, but to deliver us from bondage, to redeem us to an inheritance, and to restore us to a relationship, an intimate relationship. So on Christmas Day, we celebrate more than the child that was born in a manger. We celebrate salvation that came from God. Today, we remember the day that God sent forth His Son when the promise of salvation, the promise of restoration, the promise of relationship was finally materializing in this world. It was the gift God gave the world. It was the greatest gift ever given. It was the freedom of humanity. It was the restoration of humanity. It was the door to God open to us through faith. The motivation of this gift was love. God gave this gift because He loves us. He still loves us. He gave this gift because He loves you. And He still loves you. That's why God gave His Son. And that's why there was such great joy and excitement, because God gave everything for us. He gave His Son. The motivation was love. It was not out of compulsion. It was not out of anger. It was not to cause harm. God didn't send His Son to take away anything from us. God sent His Son to bless us, to give us life, to give us abundance. And that's why there was so much joy and excitement. And this gift that God gave us through His Son was for everyone. It wasn't only for the fundamentalists. It was for everyone. God gave the Son for everyone. And we know the scripture in John 3 verse 16 that says, for God so loved the world. He wasn't angry. He wasn't irritated. He wasn't compelled. No, He loved us so much that He gave us the best that He had. And that was His Son. And He gave us His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting or eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Now that is what we celebrate in this day. We celebrate that the promises of God came to be. That it finally materialized, and that we can get to this place of relationship with God without fear. Imagine I have a gift here today for everyone. Because that is really what Christ is to the world. It is a gift for everyone. Imagine your name is on one of these gifts. Because in this basket, there is a gift for everyone. And God came to give this gift for the entire world. Your name is on it. The only thing that you need to do to get this gift is to receive it. So I want to make an invitation. There is a gift for everyone here. If you want it, you can have it. Is there anybody who wants a gift? it's yours. No, don't. That doesn't work. I know we do that in church. I know, see, if there's anybody who wants to receive Jesus, please raise your hand. But now what must you do to get this gift? It's yours. It's here. Stoffel, your name is on it. There we go. Some people is catching it. Wow, now look at this. Now I just want you to stop for a moment. No. Stop. Whoa. Before you continue. I'm just pausing you. You're still going to get your gift. You know what is the sad thing about Christmas? I don't want to be personal. I don't want to expose anybody. But you know what is the sad thing about Christmas? Is there is so many people out there that is celebrating the gift of God, but they've never received it. We are celebrating the gift that God has given us, but like so many other people, we are still in our seats. We know that there is a gift with our name on it. We know there is an invitation to receive this gift. And the only thing that you need to do to get this gift is to come and get it. Is to receive it. And yet there's so many thousands of millions of people out there in this world today. They celebrate the gift that God has given. But unlike these people, they've never come to collect it. So now I want you to come and collect it. You can come. Those of you who were brave enough. It's interesting to see. You see, there's a little child here. Didn't Jesus say that unless you come to me like a child? Okay, whoa. This is just an example. Okay. Okay, I must continue now. In reality, there's a gift for everyone. But only those who come to receive. I'm finished now. Oh, thank you. Okay, now. The gift is yours. God is saying, I'm giving it to you. It's already paid for. It's already wrapped. And I've actually brought it here today. And the only thing that you need to do is to collect it. And whoever believes, whoever actually believes that there was a gift for them that stood up and came, actually received it. Now, I'm asking for a volunteer, one of those who actually got the gift. Can one of those people please come here? Somebody that, where is your gift? Come, you must bring your gift with me. My love, where's that mic? At your feet. I want to ask you a question. Can I give, is it Afrikaans or English? Afrikaans. Okay, how are you by you? Oh, yes, it's a clock opgemaakt. Kom, ek maak hom toe. Is there somebody? Jy het hom nog nie oopgemaak. Jy is heeltemal te vinnig. Dis 'n goeie ding. Okay. Now I need... this is now... You were too quick. I need another volunteer to help her. Another one that hasn't opened his gift. There we go. Somebody that did not open their gift. Anybody that didn't open the gift yet? Oh, here we go. Yeah, we've got somebody that didn't. Now, jylle gaan mekaar moet help. Okay, somebody that didn't open the gift. What gift did you get?
I don't know.
What gift did you get? What gift did you get?
Chocolates, probably.
You don't know, do you?
No.
It looks different, though. It's feel. Is it the same?
No.
It's different.
Yeah.
So how can you be sure it's chocolate?
Can I
see? Okay, the only way you can is to open it, can't you? So you got the gift, but you have never opened it.
No.
It's strange, eh, that there's so many Christians here today that not only do they have the gift and they celebrate the fact that they have received the gift, but yet they have never opened it. You shouldn't open it yet. But open it. Open it, open it, open it. You know, there are many people that heard the story about Christmas, of a Savior that was born, but they've never received Him. And then, you know, there's lots of people that know about Jesus. They've got this gift. They've received this gift of Jesus. They know about Him. They go to church every Sunday, and yet they've never opened it. They can tell you a lot about the wrapping. Like she can. She can even tell me about the chocolate that's in the inside. And yet she's never opened it. That's what religious people do. They know a lot about the wrapping. They know a lot about Jesus. They can tell you about everything about this wrapping. They can tell you everything about this Jesus inside the wrapping. But yet they have never opened it themselves. So now I want both of you to open it. Both of you to open it. You can give me that. Open that gift for me. Now you can tell me for sure, what is it? It's a chocolate. What do you have? It's also chocolate. Okay, tell me, what does it do? How do you know that? Oh, you had it before. Okay, great. Now, imagine you've never had it before. Can you tell me, what does it do? How does it work? What must you do to make it work?
Unwrap.
You must unwrap it, and you must do what with it?
Eat it.
And then? Is it nice? Is chocolate nice? Is there anybody that agrees? Now imagine you've never tasted chocolate before. Now, wait. Not so quick. Have you noticed the only way she will really know whether this chocolate is good or bad, the only way she's really going to know, but did you hear all these voices? And they were all saying what?
It's horrible.
Now, if you've never tasted chocolate before, and I've asked a question to the entire audience, how does tossed chocolate taste? The only thing that she heard up to now was? But didn't I ask the question to everyone? I mean, is there anybody here that has never tasted chocolate before? Is there anybody that doesn't like chocolate? Is there anybody here that really loves chocolate?
Yes.
Is there anybody here that really believes that chocolate is nice?
Yes.
Then why were you so silent? Why were the only voices those who I asked to say don't believe it? Now, if you've never tasted chocolate and the only thing that you've ever heard is all these people that says don't eat it, it's terrible. Will that actually inspire you to actually take a taste?
Not at all.
One of the reasons Christmas is so special to us is because we celebrate not the birth of a baby in a manger. We celebrate Jesus. We celebrate the fact that He is the Savior. We celebrate the fact that He's come to give us life. We've come to celebrate not just the fact that He's come to give us life, but life in abundance. Life of peace, of joy, of goodness, of kindness, of gentleness, of all the overflow of His self in us. We come to celebrate who He is and the life that He's given. But the sad thing in this world is so many get so distracted by all the other things, we forget what Christmas is really about. It's actually an opportunity to share what God has done through Christ. And I want to encourage you, thank you so much. You may eat your chocolate now. You may eat it for yourself and see that it's good. How are you going to know that this Jesus, the Savior that was born, how are you really going to know that it is real? This story about the Savior that was born, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that has come into the world to give life, to give joy, to give peace, the one that's come to save us, the one that's come to give us hope, The one that's come to give us peace and abundance of joy that overflows, never ends. The one that's come to give us true fulfillment in life. How are you ever going to know whether it's true if you do not eat it yourself? And there are so many people today, sadly, they celebrate the gift that they've never received. And some celebrate the gift that they have, but they've never opened it. And some has never even tasted the Savior. And that's why this joy, this day is so great, because it's an opportunity for us to remember, to reflect, to celebrate what God has given us. And what He has given us is His Son. And with His Son, a great promise of life. Not just for the life to come, but for this life. God has given us His Son. It's not just about forgiveness. It's about life. That is really what Christmas is all about. Knowing the Savior. Not just about the baby in the manger, but knowing the Savior. Because God sent His Son not so that we can have nice Christmas cards. He sent His Son so that we can know Him. Not knowing about the Savior, but knowing Him as a Savior. Knowing His love, His closeness, and His voice. It's about receiving Him by faith. It's about opening our hearts to Him. It's like opening the presents. It's when we open our heart to Him. It's not just receiving Him by faith. It's about opening our hearts to Him. And then it's about the eating, the tasting of Him, the relationship with Him. And that's the amazing thing about this baby, this Savior, this Christ that came into the world. It not just came to give us hope, it came to establish a relationship with God that we can have today. And in that relationship is where you will find all the life, all the hope, all the joy, all the excitement that is promised. And in my own life, I have seen how that changed me. I always knew about the gift. I always knew it was there, but I never received it. I never even got as far as opening it to see what it is really inside. I knew a lot about what other people said about this gift. I knew a lot about the wrappings. I even knew a lot about the chocolate inside. I even knew a lot about Jesus Himself. I heard a lot about it all my life. I was in church and I heard this story. But you know what? My own life was a mess. My life was a mess. I suffered from depression. I was selfish. And there's nothing that could really satisfy me. I was keep on searching for something that couldn't fill me. And then something happened. One day, I decided to take this gift. I decided to say, okay, God, if this is true, if You really love me, if You've really given Your Son for me, if You're really alive, God, I want You. I want to receive You. I want to open my heart to You, Lord. I want to give You my life. I want to ask You to come in and take me. I want to exchange myself, Lord, my failures, Lord, my disappointments. Lord, I want to exchange this mess for Yours, Lord. I want to give You my life for Your life. And you know what happened? The day I did that, the day I took the chocolate, I opened the wrapping and I started to eat it, my life changed. My life changed. And the amazing thing is, my life is still changed to this day. The amazing thing is, I still have this relationship with a Father that loves me, a Father that blesses me, a Father that speaks to me, a joy and a peace that cannot be explained, but yet is with me always. There is something that happened in my life, and you know what? That is what Christmas is really about. It's about eating the chocolate. It's not just about talking about the chocolate and the gift that was given, but it's about unwrapping it, opening it, and eating it. That's why we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate the Savior, the salvation of humanity that came through a man, Jesus Christ, that was equally man and God, God's own Son that became flesh, that lives amongst us and opened the way for us so that we can have eternal life. And I want to encourage you, we get so caught up in all the other excitement and joy that we sometimes forget the real reason we ought to celebrate this day. And I want to encourage you, as you go to your homes in this day, and you have this great lunch and there's a meal together, I want to encourage you to share with each other what this day is really about. The gift that God has given you, that is given me, the gift that is given to all of us. Won't you open that wrapping and share your chocolate with everyone? Won't you give a testimony of what God has given us, but also what you have received? Let's make the focus of this day not the presence and the meal and the getting together, but let's make it the Christ that's come to give us life and relationship with the God that loves us and is the source of all life. So I want to encourage you as you go back to your homes today, let us not forget what this day is really about. And I want to encourage you, if you're here today and maybe you've heard a lot about this gift, maybe you've heard a lot about the fact that your name is on it, maybe you've heard a lot about the fact that it's bought, that it's been wrapped, that it's ready for you, but you have never come to the place where you stood up and you received that gift. You went to God and said, God, I want to receive what it is. Maybe you're skeptical. Maybe you've been hurt. Maybe you've heard a lot of things, seen a lot of things, but you've never tasted the chocolate yourself. This day, God is saying to you again, I have given you my son. It's paid for. It's wrapped. All you need to do is receive it. All you need to do is come and take what I've already given you. And when you get hold of it, don't just look at it. Open it up. Don't be afraid. It's not bad. It's good. Come and eat it. Because if you eat it, like so many other millions of people have eaten it, you will not be the same. Because it will change you. This relationship with God, this joy, this love, this peace, this closeness, this voice, this relationship will change you. And it will actually bring you the life that you are searching for. So I want to encourage you in this day that we celebrate the day that the Savior was born. That when we come together, that we will also share the Savior with each other. Around the table, share with one another not just the fact that God gave us a gift, but share with one another the gift that you received in Christ. Share with one another. Because you never know, there might be somebody around that table that has never tasted chocolate themselves. They've maybe never tasted Jesus. They've maybe heard a lot of things said about him, or they've heard a lot of negative things said about him. But I want to encourage you, why don't you share with him what Jesus meant to you? Because you never know, today might be the first time that somebody receives that gift. It might be the first time that somebody opens that gift. It might be the first time that somebody actually starts to eat it, to taste it, to live it, to experience it. So I want to encourage you, do not forget what this day is really about. Let us just stand. Father, we want to thank you that you have given us your son. God, we want to thank you that you gave us your son because you loved us. God, you gave us your son because you wanted a relationship with us that was prevented by sin. And so you gave your son as a gift, Lord. It was not something that we could earn. It was not something we paid for. It's not something we worked for. It's something you gave from your heart to us. You say, this is my son. I'm giving it for you. So that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That you can come to me without fear. That you may know me as the Father that loves you. Father, I want to thank you for this gift. I want to thank you for this day and what it represents. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, that you have given me your Son so that I can have life. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, that I could open, receive, and taste this life that you've come to give. Lord, I thank you, Lord. It's not just for the future. It's for now, Lord. As I look back on my life, Lord, and I see 25 years, Lord, of your faithfulness, of your blessing, of your presence, of your voice and your comfort and your joy and the peace, Lord, that I was been searching for so long that I couldn't find, that destroyed me also. But But I found it, Lord. I finally found it in you, Lord. And I want to thank you for this, Lord. I want to declare, Lord, to the angels and to these people, Lord, that you're a good God. That you're a good God. That you're not distant, but you are close. That you know me and that you speak to me and that you love me and that you care for me. And that I can experience you. You're not a philosophy. You're not a thought. You're a reality. And God, the closer I move towards you, the more I seem to receive from you. And God, I want to declare that this is what today is about. Lord, I celebrate the gift that you've given. The gift that you've given. That is Jesus Christ and the life that I have because of him. Lord, I even celebrate the fact that it's not me that worked for it, but you that gave it. I simply received it. And maybe you are here today. And the things that I'm speaking about, you've heard it before, but you've never tasted it. You've heard this so many times before. Maybe your family, maybe your friends, maybe you've been in church. Maybe you've heard about this gift. Maybe you've heard about this Jesus. Maybe you've heard about the Savior. Maybe you've heard about this life that so many people talk about. This abundance of joy and peace. This fulfillment. This thing that changes people from the inside and gives them hope and joy. No matter what the circumstances, there's something that always pulls them through. Maybe you've heard a lot about this salvation and this life and this joy, but you've never tasted it for yourself. Today, God is speaking to you. He says, I've got a gift for you. Maybe you're hungry. Maybe you're thirsty. Maybe you are desperate to escape the bondage of sin and shame and guilt. Maybe you're trapped. Maybe you're longing. Maybe you're desperate for something in your life and you've been searching for that and you never can find it. You've tried it in wealth. You've tried it in possession. You've tried it in relationships. You've tried it in so many things, but you can never get the satisfaction, the fulfillment, the life, the peace that you are looking for. I really believe that God is speaking to you today. He's saying, I have a gift for you. I have a gift for you. Your name is on it. I love you. It is my son. And if you receive my son, you receive me. And if you receive me, you receive the life that I have for you. If you're here today while all the eyes are still closed and you've always just heard about it, but you've never tasted it, and you have a desire in your heart today not just to hear another sermon about the gift and about the wrapping and about Jesus, but you want to know this Jesus. If you know that you have a desire in your heart to know, to taste, to see for yourself that this is real, if you have a desire for that, I want you, just where you're standing, just to respond and just raising your hand. Say, here I am. I want to eat this gift. I want to receive it. Thank you for the hand. Is there anybody else? Hands are coming up here. Thank you for those hands. Thank you for your boldness. God has a gift for you. There are more people here I know that God is speaking to. God has a gift for your life. And He's been longing. He's been waiting. He's been waiting for you to open this gift because He knows as you open it up, your face will lit up like a little child that gets that Lego box that she's been wanting for so long. When she opens it up, she will find this great treasure. God has a desire to bless you with this treasure. If that is you and you want to respond to this invitation, just raise your hand. I don't want you to do something bold. I want you to come forward. If you've raised your hand, I want you to come and receive it. Just as you are. If you've raised your hand, just step forward. And we want to pray with you. Come forward. Let's just give them a hand. Give them a hand as they do. This is what Christmas is all about. This is what Christmas is all about. It's about receiving the gift. That is what the joy and excitement is about. This is what it's about. There's nothing that gives God greater joy when you take this gift because He paid for it. He went to great lengths to pay for this gift. There's nothing greater in heaven today when you receive this gift. There's a great celebration Because everything that Christ has done is worth it. It's worth it. God is saying it's worth it. It's worth it for your life. It's worth it for your life. It's worth it for your life. God has great joy when you open this thing. And when you open this gift, when you open this gift, when you receive Christ in your life, you're going to receive also the life that He promises. And you're going to know for yourself. You're going to know for yourself. Is there anybody else that still wants to come? Is there anybody else? I'm going to ask some of the counselors to come and help me. And we're going to pray. I'm going to dismiss the meeting. And we're going to pray for all of you. And we're going to unwrap this gift with you as you receive Him. And the life that He has for you. In Jesus' name. Let me just close. Father, I want to thank You for this day, Lord. I want to thank You for this day and what it represents. The day that You've given Your Son so that we can have life. Lord, I thank You, God, that there is life in Your Son. Life not just in eternity, but life right here, right now. Lord, thank You for this relationship and this joy and this peace that we can have in You, Lord. And as we celebrate this day, Lord, as we celebrate the day that You've given Your Son, Lord, let us share it, Lord. Let us share it, Lord. Let us be voices of encouragement to those who've only heard, that only heard the negative, that only heard the bad news and the lies. Lord, let us be a voice that rises up all around this town, Lord, to share what You have done. Let us be excited and joyful over the salvation we have in Christ Jesus, Lord. Let us be bold to share what You have done in our life, Lord. For those of us who have eaten the chocolate, let us share that chocolate with those around us. And we thank You for that in Jesus' name. Amen. May God bless you with more chocolate, more of Himself, more of Jesus. There's some nice coffee, real coffee. Please join us afterwards. It's awesome to have you here. May you have a merry, blessed, exciting Christmas with family and friends. Enjoy the presents, the get-together, but don't forget Christ. Don't forget to share Him in this day.